All right, good morning. This is Commissioner Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. We are here for an 11 o'clock agendized meeting with code enforcement to consider a couple of action items. And joining us today is Officer Hackney, so I'll hand the floor to you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Commissioners. This first case is address is 5916 Joe Lane. It's in Nampa, Idaho. The parcel number is Arzen Robert 27945. And the violation is regarding an occupied, it's a zoning violation for an occupied RV. Before I go any further, I do have a photo for today's, I did inspect it again this morning, and I have a photo I can bring up.
Okay. If you just give it to the clerk, that would be great.
Still there.
And there's more than one on the property?
Just that one that's occupied.
I see. Okay.
Storage.
I see.
Okay. So the case was opened on March 10th, 2026. I conducted an initial inspection from the public right-of-way and observed the occupied RV. There were no other violations observed at that time. March 13th, the notice of violation for the occupied RV was mailed out. On April 2nd, I did another inspection, the violation remained, and I requested a final notice of violation and intent to issue a certified or certificate of noncompliance. April 3rd, that was mailed out. April 22nd, another site check was done. There was no change on the property. A records check showed that there was no temporary use permit applied for through CAPS. May 20th, records check showed no temporary use permit application. At that time, I requested an issuance for a certificate of noncompliance. May 27th, a check of CAP showed no TUP activity. July 31st, another site check was done, showed no change on the property and no temporary use permit application. I did an additional inspection this morning from the right of way and the property was unchanged. Photo which I provided this morning, and with her failure to abate the violation, requesting a certificate of noncompliance.
Chairman?
Yep.
I'm in favor of what Officer Hackney is proposing. I also have a question on one of these. It looks like there could be a potential safety concern with some electrical or something on there, which these units aren't provided or meant to be used as long-term residents. So I don't know if you want to comment that on that or not, but
I don't have a comment for it. We're without a warrant, we're not allowed to go on the property. And
right.
Based on her prior contact with me, I didn't feel comfortable trying to request another opportunity to go on
sure.
the property.
Sure. And I appreciate that. Thank you for the work that you do. Again, if you're ready for a motion.
I am.
I move that the board issues a certificate of noncompliance for a zoning ordinance violation on property located at 5619 Joe Lane in Nampa, parcel number I'm sorry, 27945 as presented.
Did you say 5916 or 5619?
I may have transposed that, Chairman.
I think you did.
The record, I guess I'm having trouble. I need more coffee. It's property located at 5916 there, Joe Lane.
You got the parcel right.
Okay. So.
I will second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. There's that one. Got another one?
Yes, sir. The second case is located at 15168 Lake Avenue and number 0 Lake Avenue, Nampa, Idaho. The parcel numbers are Arzen Robert 328-11010 and Arzen Robert 328-11010A Adam. The violations at those locations were public nuisance violations for non-operative vehicles, junk, scrap wood piles, discarded items, and debris. That case was opened on May 7, 2025. It was a proactive case opened by a former officer as on-duty violations. The initial notice of violation was sent out May 13, 2025. Another inspection follow-up was done on May 29, 2025. Where he had observed slight improvement at the north end of that property related to some the wood that was out there. On June 23rd, 2025, site check was done. Violations remained. July 21st, site check was done. Violations remained, and there was an additional non-operative vehicle added to the property. On July 24th, 2025, the officer attempted to contact the property owner by phone. However, no answer, and he wasn't able to leave a voicemail due to a full mailbox. On August 6, 2025, the case was suspended due to a lack of staffing. On October 8, 2025, I was assigned that case. I conducted a site check, observed that the violations remained. And on October 14, 2025, a final notice of violation was sent out. October 21st, 2025, the property owner had contacted our office requesting an extension of time due to an injury he'd sustained, and that had been approved. On December 2nd, 2025, I met the property owner's son at the property. I observed that the aforementioned occupied RV had been placed into a storage condition and that there had been some significant improvement on the north end of that property. However, the other violations remained. On January 9th, we were supposed to have met up for a second follow-up, another inspection. I hadn't heard from him, so I did an inspection from the roadway, and the property was unchanged. And at that time, a final notice of violation, a second one, was sent with an intent to issue a certified or certificate of noncompliance. That was sent out on January 13th, 2026. On January 21st, I returned a phone call to the property owner's son, and we planned to meet on January 30th, 2026 for an inspection. We met on that date, and I observed continued improvement, and we discussed what was needed to be done to complete the abatement, which also included the penalties for not gaining the cleaning up of the property, which is a certificate of noncompliance. That's what I always tell them. We did that, and then he was supposed to call me. I never heard back from him. I messaged the property owner on February 24th, on 2026, and got no reply. On April 7th, 2026, I did a site check. All the violations remained. July 23rd, site check was done. There was no change in the property. And at that time, I requested a certificate of noncompliance. July 31st, 2026, site check was done with no change. And then as I went by the property this morning and it was unchanged. So with their failure to abate the property, as I had discussed with them a few times, that's why I'm requesting the certificate of noncompliance.
Right, and Chairman, there's a pretty extensive file that's for both of these properties, the crossover. And so I don't know, for clarification, are you presenting both parcels for that with your presentation? Yes, thank you. So with the documented, I appreciate that the owner has tried to do some, but the officers that go out really are the ones that recommend whether or not these are in conformance or not. And this has had, as I've stated, a long period of time. There's lots of been grace that's been exercised. So I'm in favor of that if you're ready for a motion.
I am.
I move that the board issues certificates of noncompliance for public nuisance violations on two properties. The first one has an address of 15168 Lake Avenue with corresponding parcel number of R32811010 and property located at 0 Lake Avenue with a parcel number of R32811010A as presented.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I think that is everything on the list for us today. Sure. With that, no objections. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.